For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump met with congressional leaders at the White House about the border wall and the partial government shutdown. After that meeting, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans in Congress and the president are holding the government hostage.
They want to try and leverage that shutdown into their proposals on border security. We want strong border security. We believe ours are better.
Incoming House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says both parties have to agree.
Find a compromise that actually secures the border. We had everybody in the room said they wanted to have a secure border. So maybe we work a combination to make it solved.
The partial shutdown has idled about 400,000 federal workers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Russia says that U.S. officials have been given access to American Paul Whelan, who's been detained in Moscow on espionage charges. Earlier in a news conference in Brazil, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. wants answers.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
Trading of Apple stock was temporarily halted as CEO Tim Cook released a letter to investors telling them that the earnings would fall short of projections. He said the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. wound up hurting sales in that country, and they're not meeting expectations for the holiday quarter. Apple now expects revenue for the 3 months ending in December to be around $84 billion. That's down from an earlier estimate ranging from $89 and $93 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to a new study, the number of people who died in plane crashes jumped sharply in 2018. Here's more on the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Aviation Safety Network and a Dutch consulting firm did the new analysis, and they say in 2017, there were only 13 deaths around the world from passenger plane crashes. But last year, there were over 500. The report still emphasizes that aviation fatalities remain rare. There was only one death on a U.S. airline in 2018. That's when a woman was nearly sucked out of a plane after a window broke during a Southwest flight from New York City to Dallas last April, and she later died of her injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saying goodbye to the captain. Daryl Dragon of The Captain and Tennille has passed away in Prescott, Arizona. According to his agent, he died of renal failure while in hospice. Daryl was a keyboardist for the Beach Boys in 1971 when he met Tony Tennille. They married in 1975, and in 1976, they won a Grammy for Love Will Keep Us Together. Even though they divorced in 2014, they remained close, and she was by his side as he passed away. Dragon was 76 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.